27. Eddie went back for Susanna's wheelchair. No one had to ask him to do this. He wanted some time alone, to get himself back under control. Now that the shooting was over, every muscle in his body seemed to have picked up its own little thrumming tremor. He did not want either of them to see him this way, not because they might misread it as fear, but because one or both might know it for what it really was. Excitement overload. He had liked it. Even when you added in the bat which had almost scalped him, he had liked it. That's bullshit, buddy, and you know it. The trouble was, he didn't know it. He had come face to face with something Susanna had found out for herself after shooting the bear. He could talk about how he didn't want to be a gunslinger, how he didn't want to be tramping around this crazy world where the three of them seemed to be the only human life, that what he really wanted, more than anything else, was to be standing on the corner of Broadway and 42nd Street, popping his fingers, munching a chili dog, and listening to Creedence Clearwater Revival blast out of his Walkman earphones as he watched the girls go by, those ultimately sexy New York girls with their pouty go-to-hell mouths and their long legs and short skirts. He could talk about those things until he was blue in the face. But his heart knew other things. It knew that he had enjoyed blowing the electronic menagerie back to glory, at least while the game was on and Roland's gun was his own private handheld thunderstorm. He had enjoyed kicking the robot rat, even though it had hurt his foot and even though he had been scared shitless. In some weird way, that part, the being scared part, actually seemed to add to the enjoyment. All that was bad enough, but his heart knew something even worse, that if a door leading back to New York appeared in front of him right now, he might not walk through it. Not, at least, until he had seen the Dark Tower for himself. He was beginning to believe that Roland's illness was a communicable disease. As he wrestled Susanna's chair through the tangle of junk alders, cursing the branches that whipped at his face and tried to poke his eyes out, Eddie found himself able to admit at least some of these things, and the admission cooled his blood a little. "I want to see if it looks the way it did in my dream," he thought. "To see something like that, that would be really fantastic." And another voice spoke up inside. "I'll bet his other friends, the ones with the names that sound like they came straight from the round table in King Arthur's court, I'll bet they felt the same way, Eddie. And they're all dead. Every one of them." He recognized that voice, like it or not. It belonged to Henry, and that made it a hard voice not to hear. Roland, with Susanna balanced on his right hip, was standing in front of the metal box that looked like a subway entrance closed for the night. Eddie left the wheelchair at the edge of the clearing and walked over. As he did, the steady humming noise and the vibration under his feet became louder. The machinery making the noise, he realized, was either inside the box or under it. It seemed that he heard it not with his ears, but somewhere deep inside his head and in the hollows of his gut. "So this is one of the 12 portals. Where's it go, Roland? Disney World?" Roland shook his head. "I don't know where it goes. Maybe nowhere. Or everywhere. There's a lot about my world I don't know. Surely you both have realized that. And there are things I used to know which have changed."
"Because the world has moved on."
"Yes." Roland glanced at him. "Here, that is not a figure of speech. The world really is moving on, and it goes ever faster. At the same time, things are wearing out, falling apart." He kicked the mechanical corpse of the walking box to illustrate his point. Eddie thought of the rough diagram of the portals which Roland had drawn in the dirt.
"Is this the edge of the world?"
he asked, almost timidly.
"I mean, it doesn't look much different than any place else."
He laughed a little.
"If there's a drop-off, I don't see it."
Roland shook his head. "It's not that kind of edge. It's the place where one of the beams starts, or so I was taught."
"Beams?" Susanna asked. "What beams?"